From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An unprecedented strike took place today in New Jersey. Half of the state's private practice physicians closed their offices. Many plan to stay out of work all week in an effort to force New Jersey to limit the amount of money that patients can win in malpractice suits. The insurance industry is siding with the doctors. Lawyers and public interest groups, on the other hand, say that limiting damages would just further injure the patients. Nancy Solomon reports.
In more than 20 years of delivering babies, Dr. Ted Cohen says he never imagined in his wildest dreams it would come to this. His office is closed for a week, regular appointments have been canceled, and he will only tend to the most urgent needs of his patients. Cohen and three other doctors at his private practice in Livingston, New Jersey, say they were pushed into this by malpractice insurance rates that went from about $30,000 a year each to $49,000.
We have been urging, screaming to preserve access to health care, that good doctors, busy practices, stay healthy, continue to work. And that seems to be something that's not very important in our society.
Good morning, Dr. Cantarago's answering service.
About 10,000 doctors' offices are closed today, and lines at a telephone answering service in South Orange are ringing off the hook.
If they don't come in, I'd have to refer you to the emergency room.
Patients are being referred to their local hospitals, where many of the striking doctors are working extra shifts to handle the loads. At St. Barnabas Medical Center, the emergency room was full by 10 this morning. The chair of emergency medicine, Dr. Jim McEnroe, says the hospital is getting about 10 times the usual number of walk-ins.
The woman who just arrived with her son, who we can hear crying in the background, is a patient who's going to be seen in the emergency department. Some of the more routine pediatric cases that are arriving today, more office visit type of cases, will be going to another part of the hospital and be seen by the pediatricians there.
Hospitals across New Jersey canceled scheduled surgeries and routine tests to make way for the influx of patients who would normally be treated in their doctor's office. The American Medical Association says New Jersey is one of 12 crisis states where malpractice insurance is rising and no caps on jury awards exist. Doctors nationwide are calling for a $250,000 limit on damages awarded to a patient for pain and suffering. This would not affect damages based on lost income or medical bills, but Maura Caricelli of New Jersey Citizen Action says damage awards are the only protection patients have.
Serious malpractice situations that could come up in the court, such as the wrong leg being amputated. I know a patient right now who was operated on the wrong side of her colon and had many more feet of her colon removed than she needed to. 250, when you think about those sorts of situations, you know, may not cover everything.
Public interest groups say the best way to control malpractice insurance premiums is to regulate the insurance companies. They say rising premiums are caused by insurance companies trying to cover losses sustained because they invested their funds in the stock market. The doctors have the support of the Insurance Council of New Jersey. Governor James McGreevy says he's working on a fix, but he won't support a cap on damages. This has put him directly in the line of fire of the doctors, who say they will not stop fighting until the state places a cap on damage awards. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Livingston, New Jersey.